Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
February of 2017, that's where we are going back to have a listen on the Lost Zane recordings. I have a free view right here, ready to go now. I post two shows each and every week, Mondays and Fridays, from the old radio days on 107.3 WBBL. So it's about 3 hours a show. Good time, you know, a little different when you're doing radio, but my God, there you go. It's just part of the 15 plus hours of content that I put up on the Patreon each and every week for $5 or $10 a month. So check it out. I just want you to sample it. Just throw $5 at it or $10 and try it out. The $5 a month is for all the audio, all the archive, new audio, you name it. The $10 a month is all of that, plus the video archive, the new videos, and the video live streams. You can be part of the audience on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which we do every week. That alone is worth it. I'm telling you, you're going to love that. Hour and a half doing that show with Ben is just great fun with a live audience. It's all at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
12 hours. Is the first one that I should play Julia's video allegedly shows teachers inappropriate talk?
Yes.
Okay. Story has started to develop right here, and
it's like an overview of the whole thing.
Right.
We're going to start tonight with some shocking video allegedly showing a group of Bangor teachers at a local restaurant saying some very inappropriate things about
what?
Their students and fellow faculty.
24-hour News 8's Marley Ginter is in studio control with what it shows. Marley?
Well, Brian and Sue, our producers listened to the six-minute video posted on YouTube earlier today, and it's clear that the group of people gathered at the table are using very crude language and talking about other people that they would like to have sex with or, in some cases, even kill. So now look at the video. It was posted by a local woman who gave us permission to use it. She's saying that it was taken at the Bangor Tavern recently and that it shows a group of Bangor public school teachers and staff talking about students and other staff. We took our concern to the Bangor superintendent. Now, she tells us that there is enough credibility behind this video that the district attorney is actually investigating and that the attorney is conducting interviews.
I don't understand what could possibly be investigated here.
Yeah.
With staff members.
Did you guys kill such and such? No, we did not.
Now, the superintendent tells us that they will release a statement today, yet so far we have not gotten that statement. The school board is meeting tonight at 6 o'clock for its regular meeting. But of course, we'll be there and find out what happens.
Oh, Brian and Sue, back to you. And boy, did it happen. You know, the timing couldn't have been worse as the story has been bubbling under. I think the video is actually from January 13th. But what you have here is teachers sitting around playing Mary Kill Bleep and apparently being loud enough that a person 2-3 tables away busted out their phone and started to record it.
And like we said, it's not a big city. It's not a city at all. It's a little town. You're going to be recognized if you're a teacher sitting at the Bangor Tavern.
Right, right. So yesterday, as Ginter was talking about on the Wood TV report, they had their school board meeting, and the place went crazy. By the way, we're going to play Mary Kill Bleep, 800-785-1073, while you listen to the story.
And off the top tonight, tensions explode at a Bangor school board meeting after a video of teachers making inappropriate comments about students and staff went public.
24-hour News 8's Evan Dean takes us inside tonight's heated meeting.
Brian and Marley, the conversation in this video is without a doubt shocking. Bangor teachers playing a game called MFK, appearing to talk about which students and staff they would marry, kill, and even have sex with.
Imagine if he said it.
Yeah, accidentally. I wonder how many takes that took.
But parents say this game should have real-world consequences.
Imagine if TV was like radio. I mean, here we are saying, yeah, all right, let's play MFK coming up after. If the folks on TV were like, oh, yeah, so which one of us? I mean, call in with your...
We should do it with them. We should play the game with the TV people. I probably name a few.
This is why I never got into TV, because we can't play games like MFK on TV, right?
And they want these teachers fired.
But she gave him a little joke. Yeah, she gave him a...
It's caught on tape turned controversy.
I would totally marry...
I think you said I would totally marry someone.
Yes.
I totally marry her because she likes the Tigers.
That's what that is.
At least he has a good reason.
Bangor teachers and a secretary having drinks and sharing a crude conversation with no idea it was being recorded. Amanda Reprogel says her son, Trayson, who's a special needs student, was among those mentioned.
Oh. I'm angry. I'm livid. Disgusted.
She joined...
She needed to say...
Which category?
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
Right. I know. I needed to find that out, too. I wanted to know, too.
At the Packed House Board of Education meeting tonight.
What do you think should happen to the teachers that are on the video?
They've got to go.
Thank you all for showing up.
She said they've got to go.
It's Packed House.
The school board president started with a statement saying they investigated the matter weeks ago, have taken corrective action against the teachers, and that the secretary involved has resigned. He then opened it up to public comment.
Oh, that's where it really gets interesting.
My question is, how did this conversation get started? It surely wasn't about the marry part. Was it about the kill part or the bleep part? Like, they're like, oh, I really hate Jimmy. I really wish I could kill him. Yeah, samesies. You know who I'd like to bleep?
Well, yeah. I mean, who knows? But
how is that the go-to game to play when you're out with your teacher buddies at a bar?
I don't know. It might sound strange, but I'm a little bit torn about this. Because this is a stupid conversation.
Yes.
And they had no idea they were being recorded. Okay? Now, were they dumb for talking about it in a public place? Of course.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just going to tell you, if there's a microphone in this studio, and if you heard the things that we talked about, Ken Coker would be in here saying there's an investigation going on about you.
Oh.
Because we say terrible things all the time when we're in our own company, you know?
Just seeing what we were doing with that bear.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. If they saw that, we'd be fired immediately. Wait a minute. No. Before we continue, we are playing MFK right now. And she's making appearances left or right on the show. Sexy voice, Andrea. All right.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
800-785-1073.
Okay. So.
And don't swear.
I won't. I would marry Ben.
Really?
Yeah, Julius, I'm sorry I'd have to kill you, bud.
Not a problem.
And I'm
bleeped. Eric, you know I want to bleep you so bad.
The prediction before this all started was Eric was like, everyone's going to want to kill you.
Yes.
I was like, I have no doubt about it.
I am guessing that of all these calls we take, everyone will want to kill Julius, Andrea.
Probably.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. 800-785-1073 for if you want to play. Mary kill bleep like they did at the teachers and the secretary at the school in Bangor.
You have teachers who have acted like that? It is appalling.
But the board refused to take any questions once comment wrapped. One man was escorted out for interrupting.
So these people all want a pound of flesh, okay? And the board does their thing and they say no questions allowed, and these people are pissed.
We played Mary bleep kill with our teachers. Why can't they do the reverse?
And board members were eventually ushered into a closed-door session. Dozens waited outside, as did we, trying to get questions answered.
Turn that off.
Evan Dean goes up to the attorney for the school, because the attorney is there, and he's an old kind of stodgy guy.
As did we, trying to get questions answered.
Turn that off, and I will have a discussion with you.
I can't do that.
Okay. Are you only talking to one station, sir?
Sir, I can't turn the microphone off. Just can you just explain what we're planning, what's planning on happening?
Eventually, the board and school attorney, Robert Huber, did return, clarifying the punishment, saying two teachers were given written reprimands and four were given verbal ones. He also fired back at parents.
Yeah, this guy is something because this attorney, he's like, he's standing in front of him, pointing the mad finger at him. So this guy's lashing out. That's the guy who wanted the microphone turned off. Before we continue, this is Chad in Big Rapids. Chad,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Eric.
No. Go ahead.
See, my stepmother's a teacher, and I have heard her talk, like, not like to this extent, like MFK, but I have definitely heard her say things. You know, I'd kill this student, or this person's mother would just tear me apart. I hate her. I can't stand her. See, as a pharmacist like me, I can't talk to you about anybody. And there's no rule like that. That they don't have a rule like that. They don't have a HIPAA law. So I don't know if technically they can be fired for talking like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and maybe. I mean, it's a conduct thing, but it isn't like they knew they were. I don't know. It's just.
No, I understand. It's a touchy subject, but. I've heard my stepmother, like I said, talk like this many times over many parents.
Teachers are humans.
Names.
I think that if they had been less
descriptive,
well,
they weren't that descriptive.
No, well, that's not what I'm saying.
They could have been a lot more.
What
descriptive.
I'm saying
I
is,
wish they were.
If the school had been a little bit more upfront and said, "Yeah, these guys did it," and then they actually said, "You know, hat in hand, I'm sorry, I did that. That was inappropriate. Please forgive me." They may have been better off. But the school district is kind of being playing tough guy with the parents, and so I don't know if that's going to work out.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think it is with the school district acting the way they are either.
All right,
you
Chad.
Guys have a good day.
Thank you, buddy. 800-785-1073 for the six women listening. Let's play MFK. This is Megan. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Zane.
Okay, how does it shake out?
It's going to be bad for Ben. I marry Julius.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, you think Julius? Okay, you'd marry Julius, Megan.
I would kill Ben.
Okay, yes. I'm getting banged all over the place.
And yes, I would bleep you, Zane.
All right, thank you, Megan. I appreciate that. Thanks for the bleeping.
See, I see what Zane's doing here.
Well, I didn't know.
He set this whole thing up. So
I didn't set anything up.
It to be like a confidence boost for him.
It's not my fault that you, for the past 210 shows, you've gone out of your way to make people want to kill you. 800-785-1073.
Argued that students were never actually mentioned.
I'm going to back up in this. This is that attorney.
Teachers were given written reprimands, and four were given verbal ones. He also fired back at parents and argued that students were never actually mentioned in the video.
You can't point to anywhere on that video.
Wait, that's not
where
true.
The teachers were talking about students.
They have the names.
You cannot show me on that video.
Well, this guy's like spinning it. He's like Sean Spicer.
Yeah,
he's just spinning it completely.
He was pointing at him, and he was doing it to
like,
this
no,
attorney.
No, I heard it. I heard it with my ears. I heard it.
Misconduct is a fraud. The Q&A did not help change parents' minds.
Question. Who wants a new school board?
This guy stands up and says, who wants a new school board?
They still want the teachers gone. But the school attorney says their decision has been made.
We made our best assessment based on the facts, and reasonable minds can differ about things.
The school has not released the names of the teachers involved. The school's attorney says police did get involved in this. They interviewed teachers, and they concluded that there was nothing criminal happening here and that there's no concern that the teachers will actually carry out what was said. The attorney also acknowledged that
they will not carry out what was said, so
okay.
They won't actually kill somebody.
Oh, okay.
Or,
yeah, thanks.
You know, the other thing.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that up.
I wish they would release the names. I want to see what these teachers look like to see how realistic it is.
Acknowledge that some parents have indicated they'd like to press charges, but he says he doesn't expect those charges to go anywhere. In Bangor tonight, Evan Dean, 24-Hour News 8.
Well, now everybody knows where Bangor is.
Yeah.
I had to look it up on a map.
It's like Bangor, Michigan.
I thought it was up by, like, Alpena.
Yeah.
I had no idea where this place was.
Alpena by Bangor.
So now everybody's losing their minds. That's like the big thing. That's the thing. You get something like this in a small town where it all goes down at, you know, the tavern. Oh, my God.
I can see why it'd be weird for them to go back. Like, I don't think they should lose their jobs, but I think it's weird to go into a classroom where the teacher was talking about you, right?
Yeah.
Student walks in, sees the guy teacher, and like, oh God.
I agree with you. That part's weird. I hadn't really thought about that.
Is there like a teacher exchange program? Like, because what they did wasn't enough to lose their jobs, but it's weird because the students would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can see
that. Like, I know the teacher's not going to kill me, so if the teacher was on tape saying he'd like to kill me, I'd be like, cool, good.
Yeah, if you're a teacher like the mom of the special needs kid, if there's a teacher saying, yeah, I'd like to kill him because he's, you know, whatever, and make some terrible comment, or a dad of a female student who hears that so-and-so teacher wants to bleep. I mean, that sounds awful. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it.
And those teachers didn't look good. Like, from the blurred out pictures and videos, they look kind of like heifers. So I'm gonna assume that the feelings were mutual.
800-785-1073. This is Zaniac Lindsay in West Olive. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey. So I was thinking, you know, I'd probably have to marry Zane because, you know, you've proven you're a decent husband.
Thank you.
I thought Julius might be a good bleep with all that anger pent up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like a scary movie.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just don't think I can handle him. So I'd have to kill Julius. I'd have to bleep Ben.
Okay. So you were close to a Julius bleep, but now Ben is getting bleeped and Julius is once again dead.
Yes.
Sweet.
All right, Lindsay. Thank you.
Yep.
800-785-1073. Maybe some of the teachers in Bangor can call. They're good at this game.
Oh, yeah. They don't have anything going on today, I assume. Or are they back in work already?
They probably are back at work. I mean, this all goes down in the news, for God's sake, and then here you are. You're back to school. I'd call in sick for the rest of the week. Have a sub in there.
Do they have subs in Bangor?
Of course they do. Hey, Ben, it's time. Ben is getting ready to go out on the street.
All right. Can you hear the excitement in my voice?
Ben's going to have a sign. Around like a sandwich board sign that Madison, by the way, she colored it. Stupid Cupid Eric Zane Show. For Valentine's Day, he's going to give flowers to people on the street, Ben. All right. You're spreading the Valentine's cheer. Sounds good?
Yes. I'm excited.
Uh-huh.
I like how it sounds like he's going through labor.
Yeah. This guy, he's a bundle of nerves.
We should have gone to him now we go into the producer's booth.
Oh, yeah. He's a complete crackpot. 800-785-1073. We'll hear from Ben next out and about downtown here. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Have a good one, folks. Thanks for the time listening to this. Till next time. Bye-bye.